Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Guys, this show is for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money, and you're ready for your money, start working harder for you now. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity, that passive income, right? You want that right now so you can live the life that you love, doing what you love, being with those that you love. But guys, so much more than that is you're here to create purpose and meaning with your life by creating a ripple effect in the lives of others, whether it be your family, your community, or across the world. You are here to be something more than just a consumer. You are here to be a creator, someone who can actually create massive impact in the world by being financially free yourself and helping others do the same. So guys, I'm excited to be here a part of this with you because through me, really through you and me, like we're really working together here, aren't we? I mean, I create this ripple effect through you and then you create it out in the world. And that's why I'm here doing what I'm doing every day. So thank you for being a part of this. Thank you for binging and sharing and being a part of this movement, because without this, my ripple effect couldn't create beyond me. So thank you. As a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. Not only are there great blogs on there, but you can also go check out our YouTube channel, the Chris Miles of Money Ripples. You can check out that YouTube channel and find other videos of these very same episodes on there too. So if you love YouTube, check us out on there as well. Hey, how would you love to earn up to 10% on your money every year while also helping people stay in their homes? Guys, that's exactly what the fund with American Homeowner Preservation allows you to do. You can invest with as little as $100 and be able to use that money to help people stay in their homes by being able to refinance so they can stay in the homes with the families that they love. And guys, this is only open now until November 5th, until it's closed for the rest of the year. So if you want to learn more information about this, go check out their website, www.fundingahp.com. That's FUNDINGAHP as in American Homeowner Preservation.com. Check it out. So today, guys, I want to go into I have to keep battling myths, right? Because the reason why so many people have a hard time accepting this is because someone hasn't really gone deep enough to say, listen, is the status quo enough? For example, today, my focus is max funding your 401k. Is that enough to retire? Can you truly retire putting in the max amount of 401k and getting the max match on top of that? And I'm here to tell you that I've already ran the numbers many times, but I'm about to go into it with you step by step to let you know that it's impossible. It's virtually impossible to retire an abundant lifestyle in your 401ks. But that's not what we're taught, are we? We're taught by the masses. Which by the way, the masses aren't financially free. So I'm not sure why we're listening to them, but we are taught by these masses, right? We're taught by all these everyday people. And I know like many of my clients, I just had a mastermind in my house recently. And they said, you know, Chris, it's so hard because we tell them that this stuff, like what you're teaching is actually good. And what's taught in the world doesn't work. These 401ks don't work, but everybody keeps saying, no, that's crazy talk. You can't go there. That's no. You fund that 401k because that's free money. Why would you pass that up? That's crazy. It's insane. Well, guys, you're about to find out why you should pass it up, right? Because I'm telling you the reason I don't believe in it anymore is because I ran real numbers, right? I was that financial advisor telling you to max fund your mutual funds, right? I was telling you to put all your money in those baskets to be able to create that life of freedom, to become a millionaire someday, right? But here's the thing is that when we look at real numbers, not the numbers that they're telling you, but the real actual returns, then we start to see something different. So guys, there's a lot of assumptions being made in the market that have to be battled. And I have to blow up your island like crazy for you to see this. Okay, first, there's assumptions being made. One is that there's stock markets to get a certain return. Now you'll hear people say 10, 12%, sometimes more, especially if they've only been around the last 10 years, they think 14, 15% is normal. That is not normal, guys. I'll tell you, the last 20 years, the actual real rate of return averaged out. If you were to put it into a calculator, take the S&P 500 and, you know, we'll say October of 2000 till October 2020, you put in the calculator. I just did it about a week and a half ago, put in the calculator from late September to late September. You know, I came out with a 3.88% return in the S&P 500. That was the 20-year average, 3.88% per year, not 10 or 12 or 14, 3.88. Now, the last 30 years, because we hit a little bit of a low, October of 1990, so it's that thing that Ben Stein's father told him, figures don't lie, but liars figure, right? When I was a financial advisor, I would look for when there would be lows in the market to compare to higher numbers later on. Because, you know, the reason why the last 20 years don't look great is because we hit a high in 2000, right? And now it came down a little bit by the fall. You know, we started to have Y2K come to effect, but it came down, then went down much worse than Y2K, then came up and then went down with the recession, then came back up again these last really 11 years that we've had an up market. Right? That's ridiculously, almost statistically been unheard of. It's unprecedented, to use other people's words, right? For the year of 2020. So to see that kind of growth, even despite all that those ups and downs, we only averaged 3.88%. That's before management fees are taken out of your funds. So even if you get the S&P 500 fund, you're not making full S&P 500 returns. You're making less after they take out your fees, right? So you're like, it maybe made 3% last 20 years. This is why people feel like they didn't make any money in the last 20 years. But if you throw in the 90s were the roaring 90s. Now you've got a much better return. It actually threw up the average to be 8%. Now it was 7.5% earlier this year, but thanks to that little low in 1990, October 1990, it drove the average up to be 8%. Now I guarantee if I run this again 6 months or a year later, that number might go back towards like 7.5%. Usually you'll see it go between 7 and 8%, just depending on where it falls. But let's just say it's 8%, right? Now, when you have fees taken out of your 401k, easily you've got at least 1% of administration fees. Occasionally you might be like a 0.8%, 0.7% if you're really lucky. But the truth is you don't get full market returns because very few people put all 100% in the S&P 500. They put in international stocks or other things that don't make as good returns anyways. So as a result, that's why I think if I'm going to run these numbers, I want to run this more at you earning a 6.5% rate of return, right? Because I think 7%, even for a 401k, I mean, very few people think they'll ever get that long-term, right? Not saying the short-term you won't get it, but long-term, if we're trying to put good numbers out here, 6.5% is a very good return for a 401k. Now, okay, so that's the market returns, right? It's not 10 or 12, which makes a massive difference in your numbers, but it's more like 6.5. Here's the other thing. When you get to your final number, now there's been people out there telling you like for years, even when I first started 20 years ago in the financial advising business, they would say, you know, you live on 4%. So if you had $1 million, you live on 4%, that's 40,000 a year. Guys, that is not a feasible number. That was made back in the 70s. That was before inflation. That was before people lived longer than they are now. And that's before interest rates drop significantly. Now that interest rates have dropped, it's actually better if you want your money to last you your entire life. It's more the better advisors, you know, even though they're teaching you crappy stuff in the mutual fund market, right? In the stock market, they're going to tell you about 2% is what you should pull out to let your money last. So instead of having $1 million to pay you 40,000 a year, that means if you have $1 million, it pays you 20,000 a year. So this is the thing. Let's take the example. What happens if you max fund your 401k and you get a 6% match? Now I'm basing the, now that's a bigger match than I know many of you get. Some of you do get 6%. I've never seen anybody higher than 6%. So I'm going off of, I'm really trying to play devil's advocate against my own point here to show you that yes, you can get 6.5%, even though you may not even get that much in your 401k, depending on what you're invested in. Two, I'm going to pretend you get a 6% match and that you make $140,000 a year. Chris, why'd you pick $140,000 a year? Well, I had to decide, okay, I know that a lot of the clients, the people that you guys reach out to me, most of you usually make about at least $150,000 to $200,000 a year, if not $500,000 or more a year, right? So I knew that I went based off the average household income, which is just a little over $60,000 a year, about $65,000 a year, and I more than doubled it. So I just said, all right, let's put it more than double the average income, the average person in America, they're going to be max funding their 401k at $140,000. So they're putting $19,500. That's what you're allowed to do in 2020 in your 401k. And then you get a 6% match on your $140,000. That means you've got about $27,900 a year between your contributions and your employer. Now, I know I'm throwing lots of numbers. I'm mainly doing this for those of you that like to double check math. All right. For the rest of you, you're probably going to say, all right, whatever, Chris, just go on. Right. So I'm doing this because I want you guys to know that I'm not just pulling these numbers out of thin air. Like, these are numbers I'm pulling out to make it as realistic as possible. Right. I get it. Some of you even make more than $140,000 a year. Great. You're going to realize it's not going to matter much. You know, it won't matter at all, in fact. But and some of you will make less. This will should make you more concerned, because I'm about to show you that none of you will be able to retire well with a 401k. You might be able to have a little stream of income, but it's not what you think it is. All right. So those are some of my assumptions, right? Is one, you make 6.5% in the market. That's after fees and everything, because they do take out fees before you get the money. Two, we're assuming that, of course, that you're only pulling out 2% in retirement. Three, the other thing we're going to be doing is we're assuming that you're getting a full 6% match and you're max funding it. So you're getting almost $28,000 a year thrown into the market every year. That's a lot of money. For some of you guys, you're not even doing close to that. And then four is inflation. That's the other killer, right? We're not even talking about taxes yet, although what's the likelihood taxes are going to be lower than they are now, since we're now lower than we've been in decades? It's not very likely. That's a bonus. But we're just going to go with this fourth one, which is inflation, right? Now, you're going to hear the government and the Fed saying that inflation is only about 2%, and that's their average target. Understand that they've manipulated these numbers on inflation to be less. Why? Because Social Security, which we already know is already, if you get the Social Security statements, you already see on there that they're talking about going bankrupt by about 2030, right? For it to last, they always do a price increase every year based on those inflation rates. Do you think the government knows that if they can find ways to tweak the numbers to make inflation less, that they can actually make it work? The answer is yes, right? Absolutely. So yes, they're going to be showing lower inflation numbers. The true inflation that you and I are going to feel is much, much higher. Now, there's places like, if you go to shadowstats.org, you know, shadowstats as in STATS.org, they talk about real inflation numbers. They got it much higher than I'm talking about here. I'm going to be very conservative. Again, devil's advocate against my point of only 4% a year. That means with the rule of 72, that about every 18 years, you've got to double, you about double your expenses from your lifestyle. Now, 18 years ago was 2002. I can guarantee if we're looking at food costs and everything back then, you'd probably say, yeah, not too unbelievable. Look at college costs, definitely not unbelievable, since they've been raising between 5 and 7% a year for in the average cost, rising cost of college tuition, right? And so 4%, I figure, was a very conservative number, very believable. Now, this is an important number because this is what it actually feels like, because many people come and tell me, they say, Chris, I would love to make $10,000 a month passive income or $100,000 a year. And this is the minimum. Most people are usually more. Occasionally get somebody that says, I'll be happy with $4,000 or $5,000 a month. Great, $50,000 or $60,000 a year is wonderful. So I'm going to be trying to figure out what would it take to get to $100,000 in your lifestyle. But before I do that, that's to come. What do you got to save in your 401k to get $100,000 in your lifestyle after inflation? That's to come. Right now, I'm going to talk about what those numbers are going to look like if you max funded your 401k, earning only 6.5%, getting a 6% match on $140,000 of income every year. And what does that number end up being after 35 years? So this is assuming you're a 30-year-old and you got 35 years. You got less time. This is more depressing of a conversation. But 35 years you've got between now and then. So you just say you're starting out fresh, 30-year-old, you're now going to start max funding your 401k every single year. And by 65, dadgummit, you're going to be retired. Here's the results. Ready for this? Again, between your contributions and the company's contributions, that's $27,900 a year. At 6.5% after 35 years gives you a, that's my drum roll, gives you $3,685,500 bucks and change, right? So basically about just under $3.7 million. Sounds like a lot, right? But wait, there's more. we only want to pull off 2% a year when we're living on that income, right? What's that 2% a year? That's $73,710 a year. So just over $73,000 a year you're living on. That sounds great. But remember, we've got inflation. Now, inflation, because of that, those years, you got to have about quadruple the money that you need to live on that. So what's quadruple? Or what's that cut in a quarter, right? Because again, with inflation, that price is going to be about four times higher than they are today in 36 years. Those of you who've been around the block long enough, again, 36 years ago, that was what, 1984? I'm sure you probably would say four times. That's not a big deal. I remember when my dad told me back around, actually later than 1984, I remember when he told me, he said he made $100 a day. I thought he was lying. Now I've done the math, $100 a day, 5 days a week is only $500 a week. You know, that's only about $25,000 a year. I thought he was rich. $25,000 a year is below poverty level now, right? So that was the 80s. Again, kids' perspective, it's still four times that. If you cut that $73,700 a year in a quarter, you're living on the equivalent, you know, with inflation, right, of $18,400 a year. And that's before they tax you. If you lose a quarter of that in taxes, now you're down to about $14,000 a year that you're living on. How many of you guys are willing to put away of your own money, your own hard-earned money, $19,500 a year for the next 35 years, hoping that, again, the market smiles on you just right so that you can live on $14,000 a year? Does that math sound good to you? Saving almost $20,000 to live on $14,000 after taxes? No, that's horrible. That's miserable, right? By the way, now the one thing that someone will counter with me, they'll say, yeah, but Chris, I don't go on max fund this. I just do up to the match. And that is 100% rate of return. You would think so, right? But it's not. It's 100% total return at the end of however many years. The longer you have for retirement, the less that return becomes. Because remember, if you say that you saved up, you know, so much money and you get $1 million. Well, if you get 100% match on your 401k money, all it does is just double that end number to be $1 million to $2 million. That's it. Now, here's the thing that people get confused on. They say, well, that's 100%. It is 100%. But divide that by however many years you've got, you know, to retirement, right? If that's 35 years, now you're like, oh, that gives me less than a 3% extra return, which is correct. So if you're earning 6.5% and you just did the full match, right? That only means that your 401k only pays you 9.5%. You know, when you have that company money thrown in there, it feels like a 9.5% return on your money per year. Not horrible, but not great. It's still not enough. By the way, with that same number, making $140,000 a year, you put in 6%, they put in 6%, which I know now companies are starting to do less. Some are only doing 50% match, but again, 100% match, it's about $2.2 million. Well, $2.2 million means you live on $44,000 a year. That means you're actually living about $11,000 a year lifestyle, but take out taxes, you're really only about $8,000 a year of, you know, today's dollars income that you're getting, despite putting in that match of actually just over $8,000 a year. Again, doesn't do that much better. Now you're just breaking even with the money you put in. That's the money you're pulling out. That seems horrible, right? That is the big problem. Now, I remember I said, now, so we already basically said, you get a full match, your full match with full legal amount of contributions, $19,500, you can do this year in your 401k. You're doing the max possible, which I know a lot of you that have talked to me are doing right now. Again, that after 35 years is only really returning you, by the way, that's only about an 8% net return with that match there. When you have the match thrown on, it only nets you about an 8% return. Basically it makes up for your fees. So what ends up happening is you're only living on about a $14,000 a year lifestyle. Congratulations for socking all that money away to then only have $14,000 a year after inflation. Now, what would it take to have a $100,000 a year lifestyle doing the same thing, doing your 401k with a match, right? Now, it gets to be ridiculous. Let's just be honest. If you want $100,000 a year, remember, you got to have about four times that in 35 years. If you've got 35 years, you got less time, it's less, but you also have less money to put away, or you have to put away more money anyways. So 35 years is like a really ambitious goal, right? Because you have that miracle of compound interest, you know? Here's the thing. If you want $100,000 a year lifestyle today, if in 35 years you want to retire, you got to have $400,000 a year to pull off of. Well, what do we got to have to be able to do $400,000 a year? We got to have about $20 million, right? We have $20 million that we live on at 2%. That's $400,000 a year. What do you have to save up per year to get to $20 million? By the way, the last example I did with a full match and the full contribution only got you about just under $3.7 million. Yes, we've got to do over five times that. You got to be putting away about $150,000 a year into really a 401k. It's not even allowed to do that much. Between a 401ks and IRAs, which even then that's disputable because they'll cap you at how much you could put into those. If you want $100,000 a year lifestyle in 35 years, if you're a 30-year-old with all time on your side, you got to save $150,000 a year so that you can have $100,000 a year lifestyle. Guys, you see the problem here. And by the way, that's before tax. After taxes, maybe you have a $75,000 a year lifestyle. So I'd even factor in taxes because I just didn't want to go that high in the numbers, right? Now that I've depressed you, you good? Great. Now the solution. And here's the thing. I'm not going to give any investment advice because one, I can't do that on the show anyways. But two, I'm just throwing out numbers and possibilities because what I learned as a financial advisor, this is, by the way, why I got depressed as a financial advisor. When I started running real numbers and factoring inflation, I had figures don't lie, but liars figure. I had to skew the numbers back in my favor. I would put inflation down to 2%. Even though they said put in 3, I did 2 because I was getting depressed. I was putting the returns up higher. I was saying, well, the average, not the actual, but the average, which is always higher than the actual, is 10 or 12%. I would put it up higher. I was showing 8% before, but that was depressing. So I put it back up higher just to show people, hey, at least you'll make something, right? Well, guys, this is where I was lost because I'm like, okay. And by the way, I became the worst salesman because in the back of my mind, I knew something wasn't right. So it was a little bit harder for me to be a good financial advisor when I was like, I don't know if this is the solution. I remember my dad asked me, he said, Chris, I'm debt-free. I've paid off my house. I've got money. I've been stuffing in my 401k. What can I do now? And I said, well, unless you die within 5 years, you can't retire because the money you will outlive your money. And he was in his 60s at this point, right? He's now in his mid-70s, retired. But he was in his 60s. And I was like, I don't know. And he's like, well, what's the solution? I said, well, I don't know. Like, I can't guarantee you good returns because we need cash flow. We need income streams coming in. Now, granted, annuities might solve the problem a little bit. There's annuities out there that might pay you 6% a year. That's three times better. But remember, even if you're getting $14,000 a year times three, that's only putting you in a $40,000 a year lifestyle after you've max funded your 401k. If you can get that all moved into an annuity, that might at that point, if it's still around, paying you 6% a year. That's just not happening for people, right? It's most people that are retired well right now, I've found have multiple streams coming in or they have other assets to supplement these mutual funds that aren't working. This is why, by the way, financial advisors have not retired. I cannot find financial advisors that were able to retire off of their investments alone. Now, some of them have been very good salesmen and packed a lot of money away. Some of them, of course, have money coming in residually from the business they've done, but actually relying on their mutual funds, it's not happening, guys. It's really not happening. And these are people that have been saving for 30 or 40 years. They've been giving advice since the 70s and 80s as financial advisors, and still they can't do it. I know this because I even talked to one guy who was that guy. And now he did say, I'm retired. He was in his 70s, right? Almost 80 now. He was fully retired. Now, when I remember the class asked him, said, hey, well, that's great. So you put it in your market? He's like, well, I did put it in the market, and I was a financial advisor, but I got a little bit of real estate that's paying me right now. Oh, and I've got pensions from the military. Oh, and I've got Social Security. Oh, and I have another pension from a company. He has so many pensions. He didn't need the money from the mutual funds. He was getting paid from pensions and Social Security that covered his lifestyle. So of course he was retired, but he wasn't retired. If he lost those pensions and Social Security, and then by the way, when he lost money, when COVID hit, he was kind of freaked out. He's like, I just lost a lot of money because he wasn't watching it. He didn't care. It didn't matter. This is my point, people. Like, you guys are literally banking on the market working for you, but the people that actually have retired comfortably are not. So the solution, what can you do? Well, let me talk about something here. Like, There's different things we've talked about. We've talked about like American Homeowner Preservation, right? They pay 10% a year. Now, here's the thing. You make just 10% on that money, right? Even if you put away net. So I'm going to use this number right here. So say that you did not get the match and you pulled out that $19,500. Now, after taxes, if you're in that $140,000 a year tax bracket, you're getting paid, you're basically paying 24%. That leaves you about $14,820. That's what you get after it's all said and done. Now, what if you made 10% a year? Now, if you had that for 35 years, that number would grow up to $4.4 million if you compounded it at 10%. Again, nothing's guaranteed. Just like the market's not guaranteed, AHP isn't either, right? I'm just using their numbers, their current numbers. Now, they're paying 10% a year. You could take that as monthly cash flow. Now, if you let that grow for 35 years, you'd have $4.4 million. Now, granted, at 10%, here's the thing, 10% a year, right? Because they're paying you 10%. They're paying you that income and interest. You can live on 10%. Again, with mutual funds, you can't do that because when you start going to bonds and things like that, they're paying piddly. Like they're paying nothing right now. So of course, with this, they're paying 10%. $4.4 million means that you're living on $440,000 a year. Now, drop that by 75% into one quarter of that, right? Because of inflation. We got to factor that in just to be apples to apples. Still, $440,000 a year cut into a quarter is $110,000 a year. Guys, that actually hit your $100,000 a year goal because it was paying you better cash flow. It wasn't gambling on what the returns might or might not be in certain markets. It's based on what it's paying you. So right there, could you do it in 35 years? Yeah, you could live on $100,000 plus a year lifestyle, potentially, right? Now, here's the other thing. Could you do real estate? Yes. Now, the tricky part is what's the real return of real estate, right? Now, if you're leveraging it, you're getting mortgages and doing things like that, it's much higher returns because especially if you get appreciation. Oh my goodness, it's ridiculous. Now, when I buy real estate right now, I'm usually looking for a 1% a month type of thing, right? Whether it's single family, if it's duplex or fourplexes, I might go a little under that 1% a month, but not much, right? But let's just say, again, just with cash flow and the fact that your renters pay down your mortgage, which does add extra a few percent a year to your money, right? If you're getting 12%, say it adds 3%, say it's 15% a year. Now, it takes a little while to build up that cash, right? Because it takes you about a year and a half of that $14,800 to get to the point, easily 2 years, within 2 years, you can buy your first property. Okay, well, let's say you earn 15% and you got to that point and you just started reinvesting that money and buying more properties. Well, guess what? At 15%, your end balance is $15 million. Now, that's based on equity and cash flow paid out and everything, right? That's all of those things paid out to you. This is, in my opinion, for real estate, a very, very conservative number because it doesn't even count anything to do with appreciation. It's assuming that there is no such thing as appreciation, which we all know is not true, especially long-term, because we all know that houses are getting ridiculously more expensive all the time. And they're even more expensive than they were in 2006 and 2007, aren't they? So we know with inflation, that's a bigger number than that. But just think about that. Even after inflation and everything else, that's still like 3.8 million. If you're even earning 10% on those 3.8 million, 10% return on your properties, even if you're just earning that, that's still $380,000 a year, right? That's $380,000 after inflation. Where I said AHP was $110,000, that's $380,000. Here's the thing, like I've got properties that are paying like on average over like 25-30% a year. And that's with appreciation when you start factoring that in. I'm not even counting the tax breaks. I don't even factor it is a factor. I don't have to pay taxes on the money we're earning because of depreciation and other things. You basically can, at least in the current tax laws, go almost tax-free with real estate. So what if I bump that number up to 20%? Again, staying less than what I'm getting paid on my current properties, right, over the last several years. That still pumps that end balance up to $52 million. With equity, cash flow, and everything over those 35 years. It sounds crazy, but believe it or not, that's actually a conservative number. This is why there are people that have done real estate for so many years. They have millions and millions and millions in real estate, and they're making hundreds of thousands a year in real estate now, right? We've had people on this show that have been that way, like Mitch Stevens. We've had him on the show before, and he comes back. We'll have another episode with him soon, right? He's been doing this for 30 years. He's making buku bucks in real estate. Some with a lot of it with his own money, but some without his money. I mean, you start throwing in other people's money and leverage, it's ridiculous, right? Again, we're just talking about that money you're throwing in that could have been using a 401k. Now, it sounds ridiculous, but still, like even after inflation, that's $13 million. You're living on 10% of that. That's $1.3 million. The question is, Chris, can that be possible if you're packing away $15,000 a year, you know, just saving that money to buy real estate properties? Is that possible? And the answer is yes. Is it possible it could be less? Yes. Is it possible it could be more? Definitely yes. So the question is which one sounds better? Because by the way, can the market be higher? Yes. Can it be lower? Yes. Do you have any control over it? No. See, at least with when I buy real estate, I have some sort of control. Now, AHP, I don't have any control over that, right? Like that's just their fund, you know, like I'm leveraging them. So I would put that in similar category to the stock market, although they have paid consistent returns for years, but still I don't have control. Real estate, I do. And this is what I'm talking about, guys. Like, again, I didn't even go beyond 20% because you wouldn't believe it anyways. The truth is though, is that when you look at those that are actually wealthy, and I'm not talking about just billionaires, I'm talking about just multimillionaires. What do they all have in common? Many of them have a business. And then two, many of them, if not all of them, have real estate in their portfolio. Many of those people though, do not have money in the stock market. Or if they do, it's money they're willing to lose. They're just like, it's look as gambling money. To them, it's like Bitcoin, right? They're just like, hey, if I make money, awesome, but I don't not counting on it. Guys, that is what wealthy people do. They don't gamble and bet on stupid, mediocre market returns of maybe 8%, then you know less than 7% after fees, right? They don't gamble on that stuff. That's what the poor and middle class of us were taught to do all our lives. That is what mainstream media is teaching you to do. That's what financial companies are spending billions of dollars telling you to do. That's not it. Now, guys, I know I've taken a lot of time on this topic because it's to me, it's so vital that you understand this, that guys, run the numbers yourselves. Do the same thing I just did. You'll see these numbers, right? It's just ridiculous to believe that you could actually retire with a 401k. But there is hope. Like I said, going outside of what financial advisors offer, going with more of an anti-financial advisor type plan, right? Going away from that mainstream and going more towards the stream that actually works, where those people make better returns. Those people actually create financial freedom. And you might think it's nobody, but I guarantee out of a country of 320 million plus people in this country, I guarantee there's several million that are doing this very thing I'm talking about. Guaranteed. Like there's several million of those people, but that's not what's going to be advertised on TV because financial institutions make no money when you buy a real estate property. You know, Fidelity, Merrill Lynch, those guys, banks, they don't make huge money when you do that stuff. They make money when you throw money in the market, take all the risk while they just get their guaranteed fees. They take zero risk. They just take your money. They just take it out in fees every time. Whether you make money or lose money, they're always making money. That is the way your investing should be, is whether you, no matter what's going on in the markets, you still make predictable cash flow. You can count on it each and every month. And that is where freedom comes from. Not from hoping and praying that the market works better this year than last year, or that Trump sneezes on his Twitter and then all of a sudden the market loses 3% because he mistyped something or he said something stupid, which never happens, right, guys? It happens all the time. That's not where your life should be. Again, I'm not giving you investment advice. I'm not saying cash out all your money out of the market and throw it in this stuff, right? I'm not saying that at all. I just want to open your mind up to that there's more options out there, that there's much more. And for those of you that have been questioning whether you're going crazy or not because you are trying to do this other path that I'm talking about here, guess what? The crazy people are the ones that think that somehow these 401ks are going to work, where in the last 40 years, they haven't. They have not worked. People are not retiring even after 30 for 40 years of max funding these things. And I know I've met with those people and then they come to me saying, Chris, I've got a million or 2 million in here, but that's not enough. Like I can barely retire off that, especially if I don't want to run out of money. That's always their fear. Guys, don't repeat history. Don't fall in the same stupid place that everybody else has been in. You choose a different path. You choose the path that works, not the one that's been proven by the numbers and by real life that's been proven not to work. Sorry if you're a financial advisor, but your stuff you're selling is crap. It doesn't work. It has not worked yet. I know, that's why I had to leave, and it was a tough choice, but I made that decision to leave and do something different. And that's why my life is drastically different than financial advisors and every one of their clients that follows their advice. Guys, the choice is yours. Will you choose the path that's been most traveled, that's already been proven not to work? Will you take the path that's less traveled and that has made all the difference? Guys, I hope this was valuable for you. I hope you learned something. If this is something that was powerful for you, share it. Share it with somebody else saying, this is what I was trying to say, but I couldn't express it. Share this, because this is the ripple effect I am trying to create to help people become free, and you cannot do it following the status quo. It doesn't work. You need to love passive income as much as I do, just like my t-shirt says here, right? Guys, I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week so it leads to a prosperous life and you have hope and freedom that you truly deserve. Guys, we'll talk to you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.